It's 7:21 on a Monday morning. I mentioned earlier, I was talking with Rich, that there is a heart screening for young athletes, student athletes at Northfield High School that's coming up. And we have one of the people who are organizing that event, instrumental in bringing it here to Northfield. It's Evan Lowe, who a lot of people will know from Raider Rap, and a lot of students would know as a student, a senior at Northfield High School. Evan, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about this this morning.
This early in the morning. I love that. Hey, let's talk about what the heart screening is. First, tell us kind of, you know, what it is and why there has been demonstrated a need for this.
Yeah, so the Play for Patrick Heart Foundation is based out of ECU, Minnesota, so not so just 30 minutes up the road. And it started, Mr. Schoonover, who founded the organization, his son was a hockey player for Eastview, and he was skating out on the ice playing hockey. He scored a game's first goal, and then moments later, he collapsed on the ice, and he died on the ice. And that was due to sudden cardiac arrest and an unknown heart condition that Patrick had. And so his father started the organization, and over the past 10 years, there's been around 30 area screenings. And, yeah, I'm just super thankful that they're willing to come down to Northfield to offer this.
Yeah, you know, we've all heard stories of this through the years where a seemingly well-trained physically fit athlete just suddenly goes down. And it's just so often it ends in tragedy. Now, I understand your family has kind of an incident in this, but the outcome was a whole lot better in this case, and that's what you're kind of hoping to prevent in the future. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so my sister is an endurance athlete, and she also runs cross country like me. And back when she was running at a section cross country race, she went across the finish line, and she collapsed. And luckily, an EMT was nearby, and she was good. But then after that event, she was recommended to get a heart screening, and there she found out that she has HCM, a heart condition. And so after that event, she became really proactive about her health, and she learned about the risks of sudden cardiac arrest, and then she went out and she decided to help others. And so she laid the groundwork for this event back when she was a senior at Northfield, and she had district approval, had Play for Patrick on the date, but then COVID happened, that wasn't able to follow through. So I'm super excited to kind of follow where she left off and get this thing rolling, and having her support as well all the way from college.
Yeah, that's quite a story. And this is, I'm sure she's proud of her little brother for the things he's doing. Let's talk about the screening itself. When you have the heart screening, what do you do? Tell us, walk us through the process.
Yeah, so at the middle school, on April 20th, you can walk in and we'll have this whole thing lined up. And the first thing that happens is height and weight. And then you get your blood pressure checked. And then there's EMT techs that'll take an EMT. They'll do an echocardiogram. And then after those, you'll talk with the physician who's volunteering their time. Physicians volunteer their time at this event. And you get kind of what they see. And then after that, with the EKG, which is kind of like the pattern of your heart, the rhythm. And then the echocardiogram is like the, say if you're getting, if you're pregnant and they do the thing on your stomach, it's very similar, but on your heart.
Okay.
And so the physicians will tell you what they see, and then they'll have a follow-up plan for you after that, and kind of what you should tell your doctor if there's something there.
We're talking with Evan Lowe. He is a senior at Northfield High School about the organization Play for Patrick. It involves heart screening for young athletes. For the athletes who should everybody get one of these? Is it a good idea? Do you have the capacity to do everyone? Are there certain people that maybe have more risk than others?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's 200 spots at this heart screening, and it's a personal choice on whether you want to get screened. And I would say that if you feel like you have symptoms of a heart condition, so if you feel like you get tired really easily after exercising, or if you ever have heart palpitations or something like that, that this would be a great opportunity for you to do it. And ultimately, it is a personal choice for everyone, and this is a free screening. If you go to the doctor, there's multiple thousands of dollars to get the quality of care that they're offering at this screening. And so for everyone out there that maybe just wants to learn about their cardiac risk and learn about, they offer CPR and AED training. So this is a great opportunity for everyone, but it is a personal choice on what you're comfortable with.
I would imagine it'd be a good idea to check your family history to see if there is a history of cardiac problems, issues, and that would be a good series to go to. Let's talk about your involvement. You're bringing this to Northfield, but we were talking beforehand. You've been involved with the organization Play for Patrick for a while now.
Yeah, so my uncle actually coached with Mr. Schoonover, who started the foundation. And so my family has really close ties. And after my sister found out that she has a heart condition, we've been volunteering regularly at all of their screenings. And so I've had the opportunity to get to know the staff that volunteers at the events. And so it's super organized. It's a super fun day. And so I'm just all the people that are coming, they work so hard on this year round. And Mr. Schoonover, he just has such a passion for the Play for Patrick Foundation. So
kind of go through the day with how long should people, how much time should people allot on their calendar to get this done? And do they need to wear anything, you know, gym clothes, shoes? Do they, is there any type of physical endurance type thing that goes along with it?
Yeah. So the actual screening, it's around 45 minutes to 2 hours, and that's how the traffic is, how backed up the physicians are. But usually, depending on how many physicians are, it's usually around 45 minutes. And,
and do they need to, I mean, I've gone through some type of stress tests and stuff before where you got to get your heart rate up and you got to run on the treadmill or do whatever. Will anything like that be involved with it?
No, you can just wear your regular clothes.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay. So there's nothing extra that you would need. And to sign up for the students, is this for an age group of people? I know you have 200 spots, so it's somewhat limited. Who should do it as far as age groups, and how do they sign up?
Yeah, so it's anyone 14 to 24-year-olds, young adults, and you can sign up on the Play for Patrick website. And that, if you search up Play for Patrick, you'll get to a website, and you can tap on the Northfield screening. And there's allocated time slots that you can sign up for.
All right, so college athletes as well.
Yes,
we have a lot of them, of course, here in town as well. Evan Lowe is our guest today. We're talking about Play for Patrick. It's a heart screening coming up at Northfield Middle School. And once again, you can go to Play for Patrick to sign up for that screening. Is there anything else we should know about this, Evan?
Yeah, so I kind of just want to touch back on my sister's story.
Okay.
And so she found out that she had a heart condition. And after that, she was able to be proactive, like I said earlier. And so she was actually able to continue competing, but just know her risks of sudden cardiac arrest. And she ultimately stayed at a very competitive level, and she was able to make the state tournament her senior year. And so even if you are like worried, oh, if I have a heart condition, what does that mean? I mean, there's many different avenues that can go. And so this is a great opportunity to learn your risk, and that ultimately isn't always a one and done type thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think it's a wonderful thing that you're bringing to the high school here. Thank you so much for doing that and keeping our young people safe, our athletes safe. Much appreciated. And best of luck to you at the heart screening.
Yeah. Thank you for having me and helping me spread the news.
And also thanks for all your work on Radar App over the weekend. Feel free to mention this on the upcoming Radar Apps as well. All right. That is, once again, Evan Lowe with Play for Patrick. It's a heart screening coming up in Northfield. You can go to Play for Patrick's website. Just Google them and sign up online.